A nonprofit organization is trying to get more Vermont veterans into the farming business. The Farmer Veteran Coalition only has about a dozen members in Vermont so far, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's already changing lives.
Frank Hill was having a rough go of it this past spring.
There was just a succession of downfalls for me.
The 30-year-old Army veteran had finally launched the diversified farming operation he's been trying to start for years. But it seemed like just about everything that could go wrong on his plot of land in Grand Isle was.
And I was ready to throw in the towel.
So Hill's friend and fellow veteran, John Turner, called for a short retreat. Other farmer veterans gathered to trade stories and share insights.
Like, what happened there was a truly, truly beautiful thing. I mean, people just opened up. And there's so many people that are so hurt.
Hill says the experience reaffirmed his belief in Integrity Farm, which is the name of his operation. In farming, Hill says he's begun to find the inner peace that had eluded him after returning from war.
Just trying to figure out yourself after everything's quite literally blown up in your face.
And he says he's more committed than ever to realizing his dream of a working farm where other veterans can come to apprentice.
I'm looking for veterans with not a lot left to wake up every morning for.
Healing through growing is the idea behind the Farmer Veteran Coalition. And last Friday, a group of veterans gathered at the State House to discuss next steps for an organization that tries to help former servicemen and women become successful agriculture entrepreneurs. Stories like Hill's demonstrated the impact this young program is already having on its members. Members like John Hochek, a burly 29-year-old with bright tattoos peeking out from the collar of his gray polo shirt.
These are some of the roses that I grew.
Hochek gestured toward the bouquet of pink flowers on the table in front of him. A Marine who served in Iraq, Hochek has become what he hopes will be a thriving flower farm in West Burke. It's called Gold Star Roses, a reference to the Gold Star families that have lost relatives in combat. Hochek has hand-delivered bouquets to four Gold Star families so far. He's scheduled to give one to another family this week. He says he'll donate a percentage of his farm's eventual profits to a fund for the widows and children of servicemen killed in action. He says he got the idea after losing a friend from his battalion in Iraq.
While watching his daughter grow up and out of foster care for the last 10 years, I realized that as a Marine, my mission isn't over yet. And I may have traded fatigues for overalls, but my mission remains the same. And that's to protect my brothers and honor this country.
John Turner, who served two tours in Iraq with the U.S. Army, is state director of the Farmer Veteran Coalition and owner of Wild Roots Farm in Bristol.
This chapter is allowing those veterans who might become a statistic to get out of that frame of mind and to know that they do have worth and value.
The Farmer Veteran Coalition of Vermont has just adopted a new branding initiative called Homegrown by Heroes. It'll allow farmer veterans to use special labels to help them stand out in the retail landscape.
Just as they would for organic or for non-GMO or any of those other labels, is that they can say that's a veteran-owned operation. I want to be able to support that.
Turner has high hopes for the coalition and eventually hopes to have a working farm where veterans can live and apprentice while they learn everything from crop rotation to business management. For now, though, Turner says the organization will try to help new farmers like Frank Hill and John Hochek gain their footing. Hochek says he and other budding farmers are aware of how difficult the business can be, but he says they're accustomed to facing adversity.
You know, we've gone through hell before and we can do it again.
And Hochek says they'll have each other's backs on the farm fields in Vermont, just like they did on the battlefields in Iraq and Afghanistan. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.